Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today
Ruthie Stiles from the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children.
We're going to continue our conversation where we left off on Friday, talking about the Amy We Trade Spring and Summer Children's Consignment Sale coming up towards the end of March.
When do you actually start searching for consigners? When does folks need to start thinking about that?
Now. I think the system's open. And so they
It probably will be real soon.
It will be real soon. And they can go in and they, again, can go to our website and sign up through that. If they've consigned with us before, they know how that works. If you're a new consigner, you can just click on the Amy We Trade tab and it will walk you through that. You'll get a consigner number. And again, if you have questions, please call us or send an email.
And of course, you can consign clothing and toys and furniture.
Yes.
And
anything having to do with kids. If you have strollers, baby stuff, kids stuff.
And if my memory serves me correct and nothing's changed, 70% goes back to the consigner.
Mm-hmm. 70% goes to the consigner and 30% goes to Imagination Library. So we really like to call that a win-win-win because your consigners are making money and space, so they're getting rid of stuff. Folks are getting great prices, great stuff at great prices because some of the stuff still have tags. Sometimes kids grow so quick that they don't get to wear something that they've gotten.
Yeah, that's true.
And so you have great stuff. And then Imagination Library is benefiting. And so that really is a win-win-win.
A thought I just had is something we've never talked about. Who sets the prices for the stuff? Do y'all do that?
The consigners.
The consigners, actually, so they can decide themselves. Okay.
There is a minimum. I think there's a $2 minimum, but the consigners set that. And so they set those prices, and then they can decide on Saturday. There's an option where they can decide if they want to mark it half off and get rid of it, and then they can donate it if they don't want to come and pick it up.
It'll be at the Cross Street Commerce Center again?
Yes.
And the funny thing about it is you fill that sucker up, don't you?
We really do. We have racks and racks of clothes, and then we have tables with shoes and furniture and all kinds of baby-related stuff and books and toys and stuff. And we're not accepting stuffed animals for sale, but we are accepting stuffed animal donations because we're gearing up for Child Fest in April. And we're going to be doing our teddy bear clinic again. And so we're always looking for gently loved stuffed animals for our teddy bear clinic so that every child who attends Child Fest is able to go home with a new stuffed animal.
Pretty cool. Okay. And all that information is available. Of course, we'll talk about it. The consignment sale's late in March and Child Fest will be in April at Mitchell High School again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So now in the meantime, I know you've got Play and Learn going in a couple of different spots. So what's, is it Play and, that's the right term, right?
It is Play and Learn. We have Play and Learn at CeeLo and we have Play and Learn in Spruce Pine at the library. And we have Play and Learn in Avery County going on. So that's a free play group where caregivers are encouraged to bring their kids and play with them and learn some skills and some ways to take home things to work on those skills with kids.
Those are free. Just do you have to pre-register to come or you just show up?
You just show up. We will ask you to fill out some paperwork so that we can kind of see who's coming. But Miss Kim and Miss Mari do a great job, and it is so much fun.
It sounds like it would be. Anything else? Is that it for now? Did we miss
anything?
We have
Blockfest coming to Yancey County in March.
I about forgot about Blockfest. So I know Blockfest is coming to Yancey County in March. When, where, how? Go ahead.
It will be at St. Thomas Episcopal Church. Mm-hmm. Our public hours will be Thursday, March the 14th from 1:30 to 6:30, and then on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon. So we're really excited about doing that again. That's a great space for that event, and we love Blockfest. It's just a big time.
And if, you know, you can bring your little ones to the public time, and if you are an operator of, a daycare type facility, get in touch, and maybe you can take a whole class, a whole bunch over there.
Absolutely. We would love to see that.
Okay. So, again, information on all of this is available, and we'll talk to Ruthie again many times before that, I'm sure, but it's all available online at the website.
BlueRidgeChildren.org.
And you can also call their offices, one in Newland and one in Burnsville.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Ruthie, thank you for coming and seeing us. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Bruce. Happy New Year.
Thank you to Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children for speaking with us on Friday and again today, talking about a lot of things going on around March and April for the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. Remember, the first portion of this conversation was aired on Friday, and if you didn't get to hear that, you can go online to our website and just look for Community Close-Up and listen to both programs at your convenience. Thank you again to Ruthie Stiles of the Blue Ridge Partnership for Children. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.